Lasting Media.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I'm JP.
I'm Santa Claus.
I'm the Elf D-Rock.
And you're listening to the only whiskey podcast this Christmas dedicated to blind tastings under 60 bucks.
We go past the labels and beyond the marketing to vote on our favorite pours without bias or breaking the bank.
Welcome to the Blue Collar Bourbon Show. Nothing gets you in the Christmas spirit like some metal.
Yeah, man.
I didn't realize we were doing Christmas spirit. I feel like Grinch now.
Where's your spirit at, man?
I didn't realize we were doing it.
Jeez.
You can start next week.
Oh, Bah Humbug.
Oh, man. Well, speaking of Bah Humbug, I have a question.
Okay.
I'm wondering, if you will.
A wild card wonder.
Yeah. All right.
You're allowed.
It's the Christmas season.
Uh-huh.
What's the one Christmas record you have to listen to get in the spirit?
Oh, that's easy.
That's easy. Have we done this question before? I thought we have, because our answer, JP and I...
Is it the same?
Oh, it is the same.
Is it?
Really?
Cascade.
Oh, no, it's not the same.
Okay.
But that is one
Take
of...
all that out.
That is one of them, but that's not the one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's Bing Crosby's White Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. Has to be played.
With his big... face on the front.
Yeah. Yep. The white one with his big face. And
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Cascade.
Cascade, man. K-A-S-K-A-D-E. Yep. Christmas.
With the Hall & Oates thing in there. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good
Dude.
Album.
Yeah, it is.
That's tops for me.
Okay. Beer boy?
For me, it's Neil Diamond's Christmas record.
Neil Diamond.
I love Neil Diamond.
I respect, dude. I love some Neil Diamond.
Did not see that coming.
Yeah, it's top tier.
Wow.
Dang, I've never listened to that one.
Oh, you should.
I'll have to listen to that one now.
Neil writes the bangers, dude.
He knows what he's doing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Phenomenal voice.
Beer boy came out of left field.
I like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. D-Rock?
Amy Grant, her first Christmas record.
Of course.
Oh, that one
of course.
Nonstop.
Tennessee Christmas.
Yeah. It's just front to back all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that what it's called? Tender Tennessee Christmas?
That's one of her songs.
That's a big song.
Oh, yeah.
That's a huge song of hers.
It's amazing.
It's like the Christmas anthem if you live in Tennessee.
Yeah, that one gets played a lot at our house.
Which we are having a Tender Tennessee Christmas this year.
We are too?
Yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Not going anywhere.
I don't think it's going to snow, but...
It never snows here during Christmas.
No, it waits till like February. And then it just doesn't snow. It snows and ices and everybody loses their mind.
For like a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tender Tennessee.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay,
that was fun.
Yeah, you hijacked Wild Card Wondering.
Sorry.
This is D-Rock's
Wild Card Wondering.
I love it.
There it is. Oh, it's beautiful.
It
Give that man a raise.
Hey, he also brought today.
Yes, I did. I'm working overtime.
I am here for the party.
And I think he brought literally everything on the table.
I did. Everything.
Fluffer, two pours, and a choose your cheers.
Yes.
He's a teaser and a pleaser.
That's right.
I don't want to experience that.
Oh, you're about to.
Yes, you are.
Well, I guess we'll fluff.
Yeah, let's fluff.
Fluff.
Smells good.
Yeah.
All right, cheers to the fluffer.
Cheers.
All right, cheers. Man, y'all are just aggressive, like shooting it like it's fireball or something.
I am getting in the spirit. Leave me alone.
Yep.
Speaking of fireball, over Thanksgiving, I did do a fireball shot.
Just on its own? Not with anything?
I was at a pool bar with some buddies, and my friend rolled up with a whole platter of fireball shots.
That's when you still say no.
I had to do it.
No, you don't.
I did it.
I guess when you're 25, you have to do it.
I was peer pressure.
I did it at Halloween. I'd go around the neighborhood, they give you the stuff.
Oh, God.
Somebody had the Jell-O fireball shots and like the shooter type thing. Yeah.
Mm.
Syringes. Yeah.
That's what happens in back alleys. You realize that, right? Like fireball and syringes.
Yeah.
Hey, fluff. What did we just fluff? What did you literally shot it.
It was good.
Yeah, it was good.
I enjoyed it.
We had this on the show recently. This is the Virginia Gentleman.
Yes.
From the Bowman.
What was it, like $10?
Yeah, it was like less than $15.
Solid.
80 proofer.
It's a great pour.
Yeah. Originally distilled.
You can't get whiskey in a glass bottle for $10.
No.
And this is whiskey in a glass bottle.
Yeah. So.
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, that was a good one.
Yeah. I thought y'all might like that one.
Now we're acclimated.
We are acclimated.
Shall we do A?
Let's dive into A.
Okay.
A.
On the nose.
Huh. Not a whole lot.
Really? Okay. My notes say on the nose, brown sugar, cantaloupe, apple juice, clove, and caramel.
Cantaloupe. I will agree with that 100%.
Yeah. I can totally see that.
Brown sugar for sure.
Yeah. I can see apple juice.
A little bit.
Yeah.
By the way, let's go ahead and address the elephant in the room.
There's an elephant above us.
Yes, or in the attic. <we should say. laughs>
There are currently guys working on the HVAC system, I guess, above us. So if you hear weird...
There it is.
There you go. They're talking. Thanks, guys. If you hear some stampeding noises, that's what's going on.
Yes.
Hey, I think they're doing a podcast down there. I smell whiskey.
We'll see how much magic Beer Boy can actually spin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. There, no one's going to hear anything. Y'all are just going to be talking like you're hearing voices in your head.
That's all right.
Yes.
Okay, well, cheers to A.
Cheers. Ooh, that's funky.
It's kind of got cantaloupe on the palate, too. Like a melony thing.
All right, D-Rock.
All right.
It's got this kind of like a single malted...
Really?
Like a barley kind of funk.
Huh. This says... this is candied peaches, mango, Ceylon cinnamon, nectarine, papaya, and dark maple.
Why can't it just be cinnamon?
I don't know what Ceylon cinnamon is.
They put peaches and nectarines on there?
Peaches and mangoes.
Peaches and mangoes.
Oh.
Hey, those are the official.
Now that Beer Boy's back, we can get him to look stuff up.
I know. What is Ceylon?
Ceylon cinnamon.
Will you spell that for me?
Ceylon.
Ceylon. O-N. Oh, it's Ceylon, it looks like it's a city in Sri Lanka.
Oh.
So it's the Democratic Socialist Republic of Sri Lanka. So I'm guessing it's cinnamon that comes from Sri Lanka.
Okay.
Let me double check.
The unofficial tasting notes say rich brown sugar, caramel, quite sweet.
Very sweet up front, but...
I get a trunky thing off of it.
It finishes. There's some funk in the finish. Almost kind of like a single malty thing.
There's some funk in the trunk.
Hmm.
It's got a little proof.
Yeah.
Almost like a little, like a mint.
Yes, I see that.
Yeah, that's, it's interesting.
Yes.
Are we over or under $30?
We're under.
Oh, well, okay. I'll buy it.
Wow. I haven't heard that from him in a while.
That is true. Yeah.
That one's fun.
Yes, this one's really unique.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. Proof's there. Price is there. Checks all the boxes. Merry Christmas. I'm buying it.
Yep. Third, I'm buying. Okay. No doubt about it.
Beautiful.
Where are you at, Beer Boy?
I'm buying this. Okay. Less than 30. Yeah, it's fantastic.
All right.
All right. Let's get to the questions.
This has got to be a minor.
It is a high AAA.
Okay.
All right. Almost to the majors. Like, it is waiting on the call.
Recognizable.
100%.
Under 30, recognizable. Is this a rye?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Is it a single malt?
No, it's not.
Is it a bourbon?
It is.
What's the mash bill?
High rye mash bill.
75 corn.
No.
15 rye, 10 malted barley.
All right. Is this from the Northwest?
No, it's not.
Is it from the West?
No, it's not.
From the South?
Yes, it is.
This cannot be from Kentucky.
It is from Kentucky.
I knew you were going to say that. That was a rhetorical statement. So,
huh?
Is this finished in anything?
No, it's not.
What? Where's that unique thing coming from?
Is this coming from Western Kentucky?
No. Well,
don't ask him directions.
Okay. Yeah.
Anywhere.
That's getting too detailed.
Kentucky. We're narrowing it down.
We always narrow it down.
We narrow it down, Kentucky.
That's like
Western Kentucky, I'll give you that.
Owensboro.
Oh, sorry. It's in Eastern Kentucky. Sorry.
Thank you. Good night.
I don't even know what to say.
Why did you even... Why? Why? Why even ask?
Yes.
Why even ask? Why? Why did you just ask him for directions?
Why?
Why?
Why? Why? All right. Eastern Kentucky.
Yes.
Okay, that doesn't tell me much. and it's recognized almost a major.
Mm-hmm.
Green River.
No, that would have been Western. Are they distilling it and producing it?
Yes.
Huh. Well, that threw me even further off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
90 proof?
119.9.
Huh.
It does not drink like that.
It's a smooth sipper, man.
Yeah, that makes you feel better about the price.
119 the... proof.
Yes.
For, how much did you pay for it?
$29.99.
I mean,
all day. Dude.
I'd buy four bottles of this before I'd buy anything that was on that last show we had.
JP right. just bought four bottles.
He did.
Four bottles, dude. It.
That's a...
Yeah.
Yes. This is light years ahead of everything you just brought, JD.
That's whatever.
But I don't know what it is.
Okay.
4 years?
No less than three, so it could okay. be 3 to 4
yeah.
and up. Yeah.
What does it rhyme with?
I'm not giving you that.
Oh, come on. Did we get any hints?
No.
Put us on the trail. We're not even on the trail.
You're in Kentucky.
That's it. That's all we got. What does that do?
Is it on the Bourbon Trail or the Craft Bourbon Trail?
I think it is, yeah.
Which one?
Which one?
One of them.
Oh you can. Gosh. There's like 5,827 distilleries in Kentucky.
Come on, guys.
To help us narrow it down.
This is one of those ones you're going to be like, oh my gosh.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it is. Promise.
All right. This is the Eastern Kentucky Wildcats.
I like that.
Special edition small batch.
Okay.
Is it Southeastern Kentucky?
No.
Oh, okay.
I got nothing.
Okay. Well, we have not been to this distillery. That could have been a question. But we've thought about it.
Okay.
Just not in the guessing mood, I guess. I don't know.
From Pinhook.
Oh, come on.
This is the Pinhook High Proof Bourbon Heist. This was the 2021 High Proof Bourbon. Retail was $49.99. It's now been marked down in this area to $29.99.
Wow. Even for 50, it's not half bad.
No.
Oh, I haven't liked a Pinhook until now.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pinhooks for me are like usually really hit and miss. But man,
that's good.
Yeah. That delivers.
So this is on sale at Red Dog.
And this is Castle and Keys Distillery,
yes,
right?
Yes. Yeah.
That's a stretch to say that that's Eastern Kentucky. I mean, it's like that's middle.
Yeah.
It's slightly east of middle.
Eastern middle.
Middle Eastern.
Middle Eastern Kentucky.
Middle Eastern Kentucky.
God, get me out of here.
All right. Okay. I'll give you Middle Eastern.
Okay.
Middle Eastern. With the freaking...
I think they camel race there.
Yeah, I think they did. Yeah. So yeah, this was a surprise to me too. I saw it on the shelf. I'm like, you know what? $29. It's worth a shot. We haven't had it. We've had a lot of Pinhooks. We have not had this one.
I like that one.
Yeah.
That is delicious.
Yes, it is.
All right.
So if you want one, there's still a few bottles left.
I will probably go grab one.
Yes.
Congrats on that one.
Yeah.
Good
I
pour.
I like the pink wax on the top.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I think that's more of a fuchsia.
Oh, my mistake.
It is kind of a magenta?
A magenta,
a periwinkle?
If you will. Nope, not periwinkle. Nope. All right, back to the Blue Collar Bourbon Show.
Hey! cleanse the palate onto B?
Yeah.
B.
Oh. Burn popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
A whole bowl full of burned popcorn.
There is, I'll preface, there's no nose notes or tasting notes.
Okay.
So. Can you make some up for us?
Burned popcorn. Yes.
That's plagiarism. You can't do that.
Okay. Yeah.
I copyrighted that.
It's buttery.
It's buttery. Yes.
Buttered burned popcorn.
With some maple syrup put on top.
That sounds terrible.
That just sounds really good.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
I don't want to eat burned popcorn in the first
Not
place.
Not burned popcorn.
Says the guy who, with the sweet potatoes with the pineapple.
Pineapple, yeah.
I can and dipping ham in it.
And won't eat cheese.
Yeah.
But we'll eat pizza.
Yeah.
We'll throw up at the side of pickles.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And says cilantro tastes like soap.
Oh, it's horrible.
like soap.
You hate watermelon too, right?
I hate watermelon.
God. Yeah.
Any kind of melon.
You can't be American.
Wait.
And hate watermelon.
Wait, he just said any kind of melon.
Well, like no melon, no cantaloupe, no
you
honeydew.
You don't do any melon.
No.
Why?
I don't like melon.
But they're all very different tastes.
I haven't found one I love. No.
Is it the juice? Too much?
I love juice.
Do you do any fruits?
Oh, I love fruits.
Like what fruit?
Apple, strawberry, bananas, grapes, peaches, nectarines, papayas.
You'll do a papaya, but you won't do a honeydew.
Coconut.
Will you do a mango? That's like a small melon.
Mango is like a peach.
No, mango is not like a peach.
I don't love a mango, but I mean, I'll eat it.
I cannot.
It's low on the tri-scale.
You can't make it make sense.
You can't. It's impossible.
I'm just here for entertainment, guys.
Apparently.
Well, we're getting our money's worth.
It's worth it. All right, well, let's taste this burned buttered popcorn with maple syrup on top.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Sweet and spicy.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
It tastes just like it smells. The finish has the little burn thing on it.
Yeah.
But it's not scorched.
This is high octane.
Okay.
Yeah, the proof's up there.
Even compared to the last one it is.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It feels like it.
It feels a whole lot more than the last one.
Okay.
We're over 30 bucks, aren't we?
We are over 30. Oh, you want it?
Oh, I want it.
Do you want it?
No, I'm already locked.
He wants it. He just doesn't want to admit
it. I'm dialed in. I'm locked in. I already know what my vote is.
But he still wants it.
I don't you need want it.
You
but know
it
you want it.
It doesn't matter if you need it or not. You still want it.
Just say you want it.
I want pie, but I don't need I don't need pie. So, you know, sure, I want it, but I don't need it.
But I didn't say you needed it. I said you just want it.
You want it. I don't need it because I already know what I'm voting.
I know, but it's still fun. You still want it.
Do the thing.
Go. Do the, what's
it's,
the?
It's over.
Oh, okay. Oh. Well, yeah. It's a buy.
Yep. It's under 60, no brainer. Like,
yeah.
High proof.
Over.
I would say, yeah, over. Which is just that one line of the V, maybe.
Okay. So, like, you're $45?
We'll see.
45 to 50.
Yeah. High proof, flavor bomb. Yes, all day long.
Yeah, that's a buy.
Yep.
All right.
I'm a buy, too. Buy. Beer boy, where are you at?
Oh, I'm a buy. Okay. Yeah, this is great.
Wow.
It's good stuff.
Buy.
I know. But it's a D-Rock episode. This is what we predicted.
We derailed it lately.
Yeah, but last week we predicted it. I mean, JD said it.
Proof is in the 110s.
Higher.
Yeah, 120.
Yes. So slightly higher than very slightly.
6 years?
There's no age statement, but it's believed to be right around there.
Okay.
From Kentucky?
No.
From Tennessee?
Yes.
Tastes kind of like a Jack product.
What's the mash bill? You're getting the Jack taste? Like, bananas?
Just a little bit.
Really?
The more I sip it.
Huh.
80 corn, 12 barley.
Well,
8%
rye.
Oh.
That's a high possibility. Is it a Jack product?
It is.
Ooh. Yo. Huh?
Beer boy.
Oh, beer boy's growing up over there.
Yeah, man.
Grown him up.
It's a Jack product that we haven't had. Hmm. Or have we had it?
No.
Is this a sloppy second?
Nope. Okay. This is just a clean first.
Does this come in a 375?
It does.
Yeah.
Is this a taster?
Maybe. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I have no idea what tasters are out right now, so I don't.
Yeah, I haven't been paying attention.
Yeah,
there's a full lineup of tasters I'm not familiar with, so as far as I can go.
Jack Daniel's, the only tin I see is in my glass. Single barrel.
I'll go with that. I'll piggyback off that.
All right, well, from our friends at Jack Daniel, this is the Distillery Series Straight Tennessee Whiskey finished in toasted pecan wood chips.
Man, yes.
This just hit the market.
So this is a little different. At what'd you say the price was? Well, you didn't
say $41.99.
$42, but it's a 375. It's not a 750.
I don't care. Take my money.
Yeah, this was a no brainer.
I think for $42, it's still worth it.
Yeah, I do too.
I think they priced that accordingly. If that went to like $50, $55, it's out of the question. But I think 42 is fair.
Yeah, this is the 10th selection in this series. So this just came out just about a month ago.
Man, they knocked it out of the park with that one.
Yeah, that's delicious.
And the proof is there. I mean, at 120 proof.
Yeah.
Come on.
Absolutely.
They should make that a staple.
Yeah. I walked into a store and saw it on the counter. I was like, I've never seen this.
Wow.
Like, take my money.
That's really good.
Yeah.
All right. Batting 1,000.
Yeah, so far.
I mean, it's a D-Rock bye-bye-bye episode, but it's good.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Got a pinhook I like now.
I know. Me too.
Gonna go grab a bottle.
That's the first pinhook that I've liked and bought, wanted to buy
for $30.
Yeah, it was $49.99 last year.
And is this new, right?
Which one?
The Pinhook.
The Pinhook is last year's.
Oh, so it's last
the 2021 High Rye Bourbon.
Okay.
So, like I said, Red Dog, $29.99.
All right.
All right. On to Choose Your Cheers.
Let's do it.
Well, that smells expensive.
Yeah.
You know how bourbon, like the expensive bourbon just has that smell?
Yes. Yeah.
Like it just smells like money.
Yeah.
That smells like
smells
cash.
Like money.
Yeah.
Cash. It's like age.
Yeah. But it doesn't even necessarily have to be age.
Mm-mm.
It just has that smell. It
smells old.
Yeah.
This says on the nose, pound cake, crumbled cinnamon, sugar, rich caramel, vanilla extract, buttercream.
Buttercream. Yes.
To form a sugar fan's dream aroma.
A dream aroma.
The sugar fan's dream aroma.
You're a sugar fan.
I am a sugar fan.
This is what you dream about? Is this the aroma that you dream about?
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It is now that I drink whiskey.
Dream aroma. That could be a band.
That is a band name. Dream
aroma.
Nice
band. Yeah.
Smoky Biscuits.
They're not on tour with Smoky Biscuits.
No, Dream Aroma. They're progressive metal.
Yeah, they're on tour with what's the big one? With the guy that has the like 1,000-piece drum set.
Dream Theater?
Yeah, there you go.
Dream Theater.
They're on tour with Dream Theater. Okay.
All right.
Let's do it. Let's drink money. Cheers.
Oh, yeah, that tastes expensive, too. That's a tasting note.
Expensive.
It doesn't have as much heat as I thought it was going to have, but we did just drink 120, so.
This says a bullish push of sweet vanilla, thick oak, and cinnamon caramel slurry. Beautifully rich with a mouth-coating thickness, causing the flavors to stick and further open up over time.
Man, what are you reading?
These are from Breaking Bourbon.
Jeez.
Yeah. You like it, don't you? You want it.
I want it. Yeah, I want that. Yeah.
Trashy romance novel. Yeah. This has got to be over $100.
This is going to be 150.
I'm at 120.
Beer boy.
90.
$69.99.
Whoa.
Almost could have had it on the show. Almost could have been an 80.
Almost, but it's a buy.
It's a buy.
I gotta go buy a bottle of this.
Yeah.
This is delicious.
Wow. Man.
Where'd you buy this?
Red Dog.
Okay.
Well,
I know where I'm going after work today.
Is this a pick?
This is a pick.
Is it on sale?
No.
Oh.
It's not on sale, and it's $70.
$70, yeah. Not on sale. How old is it?
There's no age statement believed to be like 6 to 8 years.
What's the proof?
114.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, I don't have a good guess on what it is, but...
This is Kentucky. It's got to be Kentucky, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Major.
Yes.
Yeah. New product?
No.
Oh.
We had buys all around today.
Is this a pick?
This is a pick, yes.
Okay. Is it a Weller?
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah, it's a foolproof.
It's a foolproof. Yeah. He sent me the text to go pick this up when it came out. Yeah, okay, all right.
And you didn't go.
I know.
So is this sold out?
Yes, this is the Weller Foolproof Red Dog Single Barrel Edition. Oh,
man, it's gone, isn't it?
Oh, it was gone.
Yeah.
When I texted you, it was gone about an hour later.
Oh, it makes me want to cuss.
Mm. Yeah.
I was like, go get it now.
When did it come out?
About 2 weeks ago.
You texted me at like 9 o'clock on a Saturday
morning.
That's
when they put it out.
I know, and I was still in like pajamas and trying to get kids fed breakfast, and it was like, I
had a neighbor who was too, and he threw on clothes and went and got it.
I'm not that dedicated.
You gotta text me next time.
You wouldn't have made it from where you live.
Yeah, I would. I'm not that far.
Did they limit it to
one per person?
Okay.
Yeah. You wanna leave that at the office?
No.
No.
Yeah, I'm definitely not Weller hype boy at all, but
this,
you know, when I had that,
really
I was
good.
Like, all right, it is kind of good. Okay.
That's really good. That's tasty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I could have been on that pick.
I know.
That would have been fun.
Though I've heard they've just been sending the picks to them, just like, here's your pick.
It doesn't matter. Still would have been fun.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, Weller. All right.
We see you, Weller.
I'm back on board. That's good stuff. Well, that was a D-Rock episode.
You set the bar pretty high.
But to be fair, like it was an all-buy episode, but it was a good ride.
It was a fun ride. Different things.
I mean, Pinhook, Jack.
Yeah.
Those were unexpected.
Yes.
A little bit of a curveball, but still great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Fluffing with the Virginia Gentleman.
Yes.
That was fun.
Which is Heaven Hill?
No, it is Bowman, which is... So this is originally Buffalo Trace.
Yeah.
And redistilled again at Bowman.
Yep.
So, yeah.
And only...
Available in Virginia.
Yeah, exactly. And then finish it off with some Weller Full Proof Single Barrel.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good day as far as I'm concerned.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah.
So, we have big news, guys.
Yeah.
But we can't say it yet.
Oh.
It's coming.
Yes.
We're going to make an announcement.
First of the year, yeah.
Yeah. Big news. Things will look a little different, but all good.
Yeah.
All great.
We got some...
None of us are leaving. Let's just put that out there.
No, we're all here.
We're all still here.
Speak for yourself.
Oh, okay. Beer Boy's quitting, but other than that, we're all still here.
Yes.
Beer Boy's not quitting.
Now, we got some cool perks coming up first of the year, right?
Yeah. Cool stuff's coming up the first of the year. Also, there is a high possibility that between now and the end of the year, you might get a replay of an episode here and there because... We're moving studios.
Yay!
We're upgrading to bigger and better studios.
Like big. Video production, like big.
Partly because of you guys, because of our listeners, because we get support and people tune in and...
You guys tell your friends. Yeah.
We grow and therefore we have to go into bigger spaces. Yeah. So.
And as a thank you, like these perks that are coming.
Yep.
It's going to be fun.
Yep. So stay tuned. Get on the mailing list if you haven't already at thebluecollarbourbon.com. And yeah, that's it. Cheers to Castle and Key.
Yes, Castle and Key. Fine folks at Pinhook.
Cheers to Jack.
Yes. Thanks, Jack.
Cheers to Bowman for their Virginia Gentleman.
Yes. Absolutely.
And cheers to Buffalo Trace. I mean, like you ran the gamut on distilleries
I
here.
I tried, yeah. Just kind of keep spread a wide net.
You went to Middle East, Kentucky.
I did go to Middle East, Kentucky.
Wow. Wow.
All right. Raise your glass.
What do we got coming up?
So I've got two good bonuses lined up.
Do you? Oh,
okay. You want number one or number two?
Well, let's do number one.
Number one?
Yes.
Number one it is.
Which
you,
is?
You want
that,
a hint?
That means nothing.
Do you want me to tell you?
I don't know what number one is.
You want a hint?
You usually give a hint.
You do your D-Rock thing.
You tease.
And you pun it out.
This one's an old favorite.
An old favorite?
Yeah, the distillery who's providing this to us is an old favorite of ours.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
That's your hint? Yeah. Old favorite?
Kind of, yeah. I'm just light. It's a light hint.
Old favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Glen's Creek.
Not there.
Okay.
We've had this one on the show quite a few. I'll throw this out. It's a square bottle.
Square bottle.
A square bottle, and it's an old favorite. I'm thinking old is in the name.
Oh, I know what this is.
You do?
I think I do.
Ooh, I like it.
But you'll have to wait till Friday.
All right. Wait till Friday. Till then.
Till then.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Blue Collar Bourbon is part of the Lasting Media Network of podcasts and is produced and edited by Ben Delameter. Our executive producers are John Fender, Jason Barrett, and Derek Bruner. Special thanks to Westside Wine and Spirits in Franklin, Tennessee, and Elixir Spirits in Spring Hill, Tennessee. To learn more about all the whiskeys we've had on the show, visit thebluecollarbourbon.com. And if you'd like to further support the show, visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/bluecollarbourbon. Our Patreon is loaded with cool perks like our private Discord server, merch, virtual hangouts, and more. Lastly, don't forget to rate the show on Apple or Spotify, and while you're at it, leave us a review. We might just read yours on our next episode. Thank you once again for listening, and until next time, cheers.